Okay, Niles Paul, still sick with that illness. D.Y., hamstring was questionable. Jordan Reed is questionable with the concussion. And Gums, it was full.
Mike, with Niles, is he just at home? Has he had to go to the hospital or anything, or because of this? Or
He's at home.
Is it just a flu?
Yeah, it's. Just tell me he's sick. I didn't get into detail exactly what it was, but he's just not feeling well. Nauseated, headache.
Is that odd, though? I mean, did he come in and get treated here and then you sent him home, or how does?
Well, yeah, he talked to the doctors, and I was talking to Dr. Castellaro, and I was talking to Larry, and just not feeling good. Give him a lot of antibiotics, but he was feeling better today, so that's a good sign. So we'll see how he is tomorrow.
What did you see with Darrell Young today?
We didn't ask him to do anything today. He was, you know, took just a few reps, and we didn't want to overdo it. But you know, that's a positive sign.
How many was Paul's questionable?
What's that?
Niles,
both of them questionable. Yeah, probably if he did play, it'd be more special teams role than it would offense or defense. You know, special teams, you'd have a much better chance. So we'll take everything into consideration.
Is D.Y. a decision that will likely come down to pregame warm-ups?
Yes.
What are your plans at fullback if he can't go?
Yeah, we don't talk about those plans.
Mike, did you guys make a decision on the open roster spot? Are you bringing someone up from the practice squad?
Yeah, we're going to bring Chase Minifield up.
Why and what has he shown you in practice the past few weeks?
Well, you know, anytime you're dealing with that cornerback position, we feel like he's earned the right, the way he practices, the way he handles himself, and he could play the corner or he could play inside in a nickel situation. We just like the way he's developed and how he's handled himself. And that's what you're constantly doing, evaluating guys in practice. And we just thought he'd be a guy that we should bring up, and we'll see how it goes. Hopefully we stay healthy.
With Jordan Reed,
we're not that far from each other.
With Jordan Reed, you guys only converted 4 third downs last week. You really struggled on third downs early in the year. He broke through and it seemed like on third down, the middle of the field became a huge asset. What does he allow you guys to do on third down and came through without him?
Well, anytime you have a guy that has that type of talent, you can feature him in one-on-one situations. A lot of times he has to be double-teamed. If he's not double-teamed, it's hard to cover him. So not very pretty nice to have a guy with that type of talent.